It is our Cyclone Insider, all brought to you by Legends in Marshalltown. The voice of the Cyclones, John Walters, with us here this morning. Iowa State heads into this weekend. They take on the Baylor Bears coming up at 2:30 off a win a couple weeks ago on the road at Cincinnati, 30-10. Kind of felt like the momentum was going Iowa State's way. You were not hoping for a bye, but how do you think the team handled the bye and got itself ready to go for this Saturday?
Yeah, it's the rare game when both teams are coming off a win at Cincinnati, which is, I don't know how often you can say that, but that, that is the case here as Baylor beat them there this weekend. And, you know, I think the bye, you always want it to be more in the middle of your season than at the beginning of the end. You know, if it's week two or week 10, it really doesn't help you very much. Now, knock on wood, thankfully Iowa State's been fairly healthy this season. But you still get those nagging injuries that just, you know, it's great to have a week off where you can kind of fully get healthy to go back into that final five-game stretch. So I think the bye came at a good time in that regard. Mm-hmm. You're right about the momentum that Iowa State had. Certainly you'd love to just keep that going. So the focus for Matt Campbell and his staff were to kind of make it almost a normal game week type routine last week because they really do want to continue to keep that momentum going into this game. So we'll see if they're able to capture it. You know, it's hard, but if they come out a little rusty, it's dangerous because they've gotten behind on their last two trips to Baylor, and then they just haven't quite had enough time to dig back out of the hole. They've been close, but you don't want to dig yourself another hole this week. So it's important that they come out and play well early.
Always tough to win on the road, but I noticed Baylor only 1-4 at home, which I guess may be a good thing or a bad thing if you look at that and you think, oh, well, it'll be easy. we'll get the win.
I don't think it'll be easy by any stretch, but, you know, Baylor is kind of a strange team this year. I mean, they have 8 home games, which must be nice, but they're playing 8 home games this year. They've actually had their best wins on the road, as you mentioned, you know, winning at Central Florida where they were down 35-7, came all the way back and won that game in miraculous fashion, and then, you know, winning at Cincinnati last week. So they've played pretty well here lately, winning 2 of their last 3, and I think that they're a dangerous team right now because Blake Shapen, their quarterback, missed 3 games early. That certainly contributed to that poor home record because those were the games that he was missing, and they lost some games they maybe shouldn't have. But now that he's fully healthy again, I think they're certainly a dangerous team. But I love the way Iowa State's playing, and I think they can go in there and win. They have to be the more physical team, I think. I think they can be. I think Baylor has struggled to run the ball and stop the run, which are two things that are kind of a recipe for disaster. So if Iowa State can keep that trend going and win the rush game, I think they have a great chance to win this football game.
Last question for you, John. You know, at this point in time of the season, you know, Rocco Beck, 12 touchdown passes for the freshman. You know, he has thrown 5 interceptions. He's taken 4 or 5 sacks, I believe. You know, he's played really well. Do you think the bye week came at a time where he can take that as another step forward in his game?
I think so, because when you're that young, you know, it's just a redshirt freshman. You are improving with every single practice opportunity that you get. You're not like a grizzled veteran who's not going to learn a whole lot of new tricks in the you know, practices leading up to a game in his senior year. You're still learning. You're still absorbing. You're still experimenting. And, you know, he's a great listener. I think he and Nate Shielhouse have been very much on the same page. And Nate mentioned this week that Rocco's a really good communicator. If there's a play that he's a little bit uncomfortable with, he'll tell Nate that. And then they'll work to adjust it and figure out a way to get Rocco comfortable. And so I think that relationship is really, really good. And I think Rocco continues to improve and improve every single week. And, you know, those interceptions he had early in the season, he's really curtailed that now. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, the throw he made to Steve O'Klotz for the touchdown late in the Cincinnati game was really an indicator of how far he has come. He's rolling to his right, throws it back against his body to his left a little bit, over a defender's outstretched arms, right in the hands of Steve O'Klotz. It was a great, great play to put that game away. And Rocco's got a little swagger about him. You know, I love the way that he's starting to look like, you know, I think if you watched him play and you weren't familiar with Iowa State's roster, you would never guess that Rocco is a redshirt freshman by the way he plays. And so I love his progress, and I think it'll continue.
Yeah, looking forward to it. 12:30 is the pregame, and 2:30 is kickoff. Have a great call this Saturday, John.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks.